Today's story, which comes a little late, was recorded on the roof of a hostel in Shanghai, China. There is a lot of background noise, a lot. And I did everything I could to get it out and work around it. There are going to be some parts that are a little difficult to understand, but it is worth it. It is worth it. This is an amazing story. From
What was your name?
Sarah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Jiangsu province.
That's in eastern China, just above Shanghai. And this story is about a phone call. A single phone conversation that changed the lives of many people, but most significantly, Sarah and her two best friends. The last phone call Sarah ever received from her friend Amy.
Yeah, let's go there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sarah,
yeah, let's go there.
Tell me about this night in Hue.
A fairy. This happened yesterday.
I couldn't get out if I wanted to.
I'm found.
Don't do this. Don't do this, brother.
So tell me about your friend.
About Amy?
About Amy.
She's one of my best friends. Since high school, she's 3 years older than me. I am 23 right now. She always cares about people.
For example, if she's buying food or a snack, she'll always get two, one for her and one for Sarah. She's always the first person to offer a ride.
She's very kind, and she's pretty. Also, she's very shy. She never fell in love with anyone before. Well, actually, she never talked with a boy in high school.
Well, not never, but rarely. And when she did, she was extremely awkward. But this all changes when one year, at the end of summer,
before the term started,
Amy and Sarah decide
we are going to start a new life.
So they throw a
kind of like a birthday party
for Amy, who's turning 21.
She called some friends. She also called a boy.
His name was Sam.
He's very tall and he's very friendly.
And is she very tall or is she very short? Yeah, your friend Amy.
The girl is that short. Tall.
Amy is tall also.
Amy is tall.
Oh, great. So she finally met a tall boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But me and the boy, we didn't talk much the night.
Okay.
But Amy would talk a lot to the boy.
About a month later, they had their first school holiday. And Amy, Sarah,
and the boy, we three people go to movies together.
Something
gonna happen, you know.
Do you think it was too hard for her to ask to go by herself?
The boy is the boy likes her all that.
Yeah.
So maybe the boy suggests then we should go for a movie, and maybe she's a little bit, you know, like, how to say, afraid. Then three of us go together.
Uh-huh.
I found that I barely speak because they just keep talking.
Uh-huh.
And you know, after that they like each other. They really like each other, and they fall in love very soon. After that, actually, we had a very happy time because every holiday,
the three of them were together. And so much so that
Cyril was like hand hold hand, you know? Like, it's a little bit weird, but
yeah.
It's also fun.
You and they're boyfriend girlfriend now.
Yeah, they are. But
yeah.
I'm like the third one. I like it. I like them.
In their second year, Sarah and Amy transferred to a school in Shanghai. So Sam says,
my girl is going to Shanghai. I have to be with her.
So the three of them moved to Shanghai
together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very nice time.
And all three become even closer. Sam and Amy are
like married, you know? Like, they take care of each other. And also, they care about me. I feel very happy for her at that time. I feel like she found the one, the first time, the first love, but also the right one, you know?
And after a wonderful year in Shanghai, Sarah returns to her hometown. Sam returns to his hometown. But Amy remains to further her education.
And she went to library every day. And
studying.
Then she met another boy there. Just a friend.
Yeah.
That guy is from another city.
His name is Tim. And as Tim and Amy's friendship grows, Tim begins doting on her, buying her gifts, taking her shopping. And when Amy returns home for the holidays,
she talks about Tim a lot with me. But I don't think she talk about Tim with Sam, but she talk about Tim with me a lot. Then she get a lot of phone calls. From Sam.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the year moves along. Sam doesn't know about Tim. Tim doesn't know about Sam.
At the end of the year,
she passed the examination and Tim failed.
He failed.
So
she gonna move to another city
while Tim stays behind.
So now she's far away from both Sam and Tim. They're
yes.
both far away.
Yes.
But everything seems fine for the moment. And during this time,
something happened with Amy and Sam, because his family is not very rich. Amy, her family is very well, you know. They have three children.
Okay.
But her mother wanted she find a very good boy, like to...
She doesn't want Amy to be with a poor family,
yes.
poor boy.
Yes.
And Sam is aware of this, so he keeps telling Amy,
you just give me 2 years, and you just need to wait. We'll be together, and I will plan my life. I will
yeah.
do things. I will plan for both of us, and we will have a very good life in the future. I promise you something like this. And,
Amy was willing to wait. They stayed together, Amy and Sam. But with the distance between them, Sam didn't feel secure. One day, he asked Sarah,
do you think then I should give up? I really do not want to, but her family is too strong. And
too strict.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I mean. I just told him that. It'll be very normal that people like us, people like our age, like 20 years old, we don't have money, we don't have house, we don't have cars. Everyone don't have, if they have, they must come from their parents. And he's like, I want to be rich.
Yeah.
And he put a lot of pressure on him. He
yeah.
did some part-time job,
uh-huh.
and he works very hard.
Still, every time Sarah and Amy hang out, Amy complains.
My family just say something about him today. My mother say something about him today. And first time I talk about this, but then I just, okay.
And things continue in this way. Amy complains, Sam works hard and wonders if it's worth it, until the next school semester. Tim transfers to Amy's school.
And Sam is still not in that town. He's not...
Yeah, he's still in another town.
Yeah.
And I'm also in another city.
Yeah.
And after that, we don't call each other a lot.
Okay.
We don't call... I don't speak with Amy a lot. Maybe because...
She's with Tim?
Tim. She's with
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, she doesn't need to talk on the phone so much because she can talk with
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, she's not alone anymore. She used
yeah.
to talk with me and talk with Sam a lot. Because,
yeah, yeah.
Because she really like talk with people.
And now, when she does call, it's to say things like,
I go out with Tim. I feel very bad about this. I feel guilty. Should I tell Sam about this?
Snow answers,
I think you should, because it's very serious. If you are supposed to be together, and you are like true love, like already 4 years, you know.
Wow.
It's been a long time. You are so good. Why you keep this as a secret? If he knows, he's gonna be so angry. Why don't you tell him the truth?
Amy takes Sarah's advice. She waits for the right time, but eventually she tells Sam that she's been seeing this other guy, Tim.
And she said, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And I really like you. I keep going with him, but I really like you. And Sam is like, I'm going crazy. You know?
But Sam is determined. He tells himself,
I won't give up. I can't forgive her. Maybe forgive is not a very good word. He won't mind this time. And then the second time, the third time, just every time being like this.
Wow, really? And she kept telling him?
She kept telling him. This is the problem, you know. Sometimes like he keep calling her, and she never pick up the phone. And even after midnight, she never picked the phone. Then the next day, she said, "Oh, I was with him." Can you believe that? But
that is heart wrenching.
But he is really, really. He still like.
He still likes her. He still wants to be with.
I won't give up. I won't give up. Maybe after she back home, oh, we still could be together.
Wow.
He's always think like this,
wow.
And he's like maybe. She with him because I'm not so good, I'm not rich, I'm not...
He thinks if he gets rich, like, he has a year and a half
just
till
gonna,
she comes
yeah,
back, then
yeah,
I'll get
yeah.
rich in that time.
Yes, totally.
And she'll be with me.
Wow.
Okay.
This This is a test that Chinese students have to take if they want to study abroad. It's called the IELTS test, spelled IELTS.
I want to take the examination in May.
Okay.
But it happened that my city do not have any seats for me.
So Sarah decides to take the IELTS test in the city where Amy lives, because there is room for her there.
I can see her.
Yeah.
I can visit.
And how long does the exam take?
Only one day.
Okay.
But I went there like a week earlier. No,
oh, okay.
I spent a week there. I have a friend there. Also in her city. But then
another
my
friend besides Amy.
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend, she's doing her PhD degree there, and I live with her in her dormitory. We have four girls lived. They have already have four girls. I'm the fifth.
And it's such a small space that the only place for Sarah to sleep is sharing her friend's bed.
But it's okay for me.
So the first day Sarah arrives, she of course calls Amy.
I was like, I'm in your city right now.
But Amy says she doesn't have time to hang out. She tells Sarah, why don't you focus on your studies, and then we'll hang out after the test is over.
Then we have some fun together.
Okay.
I was like, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
And then it's a very good plan.
But you're there a week before the exam, so
yes.
She's saying
yes,
no time this week. Yes.
And instead of studying, Sarah ends up
traveling everywhere in the city.
Yeah.
Traveling every day.
So you weren't even studying that much. You're too excited.
Yes.
So Sarah has a fun week of sightseeing with her other friends. The day of the IELTS test comes. She finishes the exam in the early afternoon, so she calls Amy and says, hi, I finished. Do you want to hang out?
She's like, no, I'm very busy today. I have to do like, I have my own examination on architecture tomorrow. So I was like, okay, but I'm gonna leave here tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Around 1 o'clock. So
Amy tells Sarah that she'll call her after her test is done. Sarah says, sure, no problem.
In the evening, her boyfriend called me, like, hey, I'm really crazy recently. He cannot bear this anymore.
It's Sam that called, yeah.
She keep going up his team, and after she called the team, she would tell him that,
yeah.
Oh, that's really...
That is hard.
Yeah.
Before this phone call, Sarah didn't understand the extent to which this was happening.
I only knew that she might like tea.
Yeah.
I just cannot be sure.
So Sarah suggests to Sam,
maybe you can just talk with her about this. Because every time you just keep saying, okay, I can forgive you this time, it's okay, maybe you didn't. Every time you say this, like this, but maybe you should just tell her what you really...
What you really feel.
Yeah, what you really
yeah.
think. You don't like it. You should tell her. He really did what I said.
He did.
He did. He called her. He called her immediately.
Yeah.
Like, Sam called Amy and said, I think we should talk because...
Because, Sam says, Sarah said she thought we should talk.
He told her like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, so you talk about this, about me and... And the team, and Sam is like, yes. And after about an hour, 2 hours, she called me. Sam just called me. He said that you told him we should talk. I was like, yes, I did. I did talk to him because I think you really should be together. And you have 4 years relationship. If you won't be together, then we won't be good friends. It will be hard for me to talk with him. And I care about you.
Yeah.
I know he's really like you.
Amy says okay. And they hang up. A short time later, Sam calls again to see if Sarah knows where Amy is right then. Sarah says,
she told me she's gonna prepare an examination. He said, I think Amy is with the boy, is with team right now. I was like, no way. Don't think too much. You just need to relax.
They hang up, and now it's getting late.
It's around 1 o'clock.
1 in the morning?
1 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
And earlier in the day, Sarah had...
drinked a lot of coffee. I cannot fall asleep.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Trying my best to let myself fall asleep, you know? Because the next day, I need to wake up, prepare myself, and go out maybe some of the time that I have to go back to my school.
So while Sarah struggles to fall asleep, Sam, and this she only learns much later, Sam calls Amy again.
That's the another boy. Tim picked up the phone.
So Tim and Sam start talking, and Sam can hear Amy in the background saying,
"Give me the phone. Give me the phone. I'll talk to him. I'll explain to him."
But Tim refuses, so
Amy starts to scream and cry.
Hearing his girlfriend upset, Sam loses his temper and shouts at Tim through the phone. He says,
"Maybe something very rude, I think. He's very angry." Then Amy says, "If you don't give me the phone, I will do something." Then he cannot hear anything.
While this is happening, Sarah is in her friend's bed and finally close to falling asleep. And that's when her phone rings.
I was like, oh my gosh, she called me again. At that time, I'm really a little bit, I don't want to pick up the phone, yeah. You know, you understand?
Yeah.
I want to sleep and I'm afraid to bother the other girls.
Your roommates.
Yes, because I heard some sound like a... They are awake.
So Sarah sneaks quietly off to the terrace.
I picked up the phone. I said, "It's too late. I'm very tired. Tomorrow, how about tomorrow? Tomorrow I can wake up a little bit earlier. I can meet you. Are you going still going to the examination?" Yeah. Something like that. I was like, I really want to go to sleep.
But Amy ignores this and says,
"Sarah, I really, really want to tell you something. I may be... love both of them in the same time. Really fall in love with both of them."
And while they're talking, Sarah notices that Amy sounds a little bit...
weird, actually. I feel like she's maybe shaking. How to say the word in English? Anxious?
And then Amy asks,
What should I do? I say, "What can you do? You're not the king. You know, in China, the king have like 1,000 wives, you know?"
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, "I can take care of everyone. I can fall in love with so many women at the same time." I said, "You're not the king. You cannot fall in love with so many people in the same time. You're not responsible for this."
Yeah.
"You can choose anyone you like. You can choose like no one. And the best solution is that you just choose whom you like the best, whom you like more,
yeah.
Or you choose no of them. You find someone new."
Yeah.
And maybe...
once you give up Sam, Tim won't like you anymore. Sarah says maybe he only likes you because it's exciting to win you away from your boyfriend. And maybe once he has you...
it's not interesting anymore.
But that wasn't the answer Amy was looking for. So
she still keep asking me like,
yeah,
"What should I do? What should I do? What if you were me? What would you do?"
Yeah.
I said, "If I were you, I would go to sleep because it's too late. Tomorrow morning, I'll give up both of them. I found someone new." She said, "Okay, now I know what I should do."
And she hangs up. After about
40 minutes, I think I almost fell asleep. Then my phone ringing again, and I feel so bad because everyone fell asleep.
Yeah.
I pick up the phone. I was like, "Hello, that's Sam." And he said, "She did something very silly. She killed herself." "Oh, she died?" "No,
she survived." "Baby, you lost my way. Can you help me? Baby, I'm lost my way. Can you help me?" I want to rewind and take you to that moment. It's 15 minutes since Sam and Tim shouted at each other on the phone, and Sam lost connection. Now, he receives a new phone call, and it's Amy.
She sounds very weak. She's like, "I'm dying. I'm dying, Sam. I jumped from the building."
"From the fourth floor. I want to sleep," she tells him. "I just want to sleep."
Sam asked her, "Where are you right now?"
Yes.
She said about the location, the place, the place, and then she passed out.
Baby, you lost my ring. Can you help me? Baby, you lost my ring. Can you help me?
Sam calls the paramedics. They arrive and take her to the hospital. Amy was lucky. She landed on her feet and her head was undamaged. That's why she was able to call Sam after the fall. But her legs...
Her legs start from here.
From cannot, her hips down.
Cannot move at all.
Amy was paralyzed.
The phone call. Yeah. I was totally shocked. I wake my friends up, the roommates.
Yeah.
The roommates. She said, "I've never experienced things like this, and you really should get some sleep. Tomorrow morning, I can take you to the hospital. It's in another side of the city. It's very far. We used about 2 hours to go there. I called her a lot of times. I called Amy a lot of times. The first time, she didn't want to talk with me. Yeah. She's very upset. I understand that.
Yeah.
And the second time, she said, I mean the hospital, the hospital's name is blah blah blah, something like that. And the third time, she called me, herself.
Okay.
She's like, now my parents is here. They're not in my room right now, but they are outside. And please make sure that when you come here, you already knew I broke my leg. And you already knew the story. I just fell from my bed. I didn't say anything. I didn't say yes. I didn't say no. I said okay.
Sarah arrived at the hospital and listened as the doctors explained that Amy couldn't receive more painkillers because they didn't want her to get addicted. They also told Amy that her legs were too severely damaged and they'd have to wait maybe as long as a week before they could perform surgery. And if all went well, maybe she'd be able to walk again.
Then she cried a lot. She said, "What if I cannot walk anymore?" I was there. I want to say something very cruel to her. I want to say, "Why didn't you think about this before you jumped? Before you jumped?"
So how did the two guys respond?
That was Rich, who's listening in on the story. Sarah told us about what Sam did first.
He went to the train station.
Yeah.
But the earliest and the first train, yeah, and also the first train.
The fast one, the high fast speed
one.
Train.
Yeah, the high speed train to come to her city.
So Sam got there the next day. Tim, on the other hand,
I haven't met Tim when I was there.
He didn't go to the hospital.
Amy said that he was there before before her parents come.
Yeah. But you never met him. So what happened afterwards? Like
Then her mother kept crying.
Yeah.
And her sister said nothing. I think her father is very clever. I think everyone could tell them, you just fell from this high. You can never, your leg can never become like that. Yes, everyone said nothing about this. Everyone didn't ask exactly the reason and as her best friend, I said nothing. I think her parents should know the truth, but I shouldn't be the one to tell them. I think she should tell them herself, because that's her own thing.
However, when Sarah got a chance to be alone with Amy, she did give her a piece of her mind.
I said, next time when you do things like this, you really should think about the
consequences.
Consequences, yeah. You really should think about that. And you are crying about maybe you cannot work anymore.
Yeah.
But I think it's nobody's fault. And she just held my hand. She's like, she's joking, actually. She said, you see, I still look very good, right? Lucky my arm and my thigh still haven't hurt.
It's about an hour later when Sam arrives, and
since her parents haven't slept at all her family members go for lunch.
Yeah.
And in the room, only me, Sam, and Amy.
Amy, according to Sarah, is an upbeat, generally happy person. Aside from some moments of panic around the fear she may not walk again, Amy is already back to being her old, jovial self. But when Sam walks in,
she started to cry. She started to act like a girlfriend. I understand that way. And she's lying here, and Sam is sitting here. And
sitting next to her.
Sitting next to her, yeah. Not on her bed. Use another chair. And she put her hand there. She wants Sam to hold her hand.
Yeah.
But Sam didn't do anything. And then Sam put her hand like this, hold her hand, put it back.
That was the last time Sarah has spoken to either Amy or Sam. A year has passed since then. Sarah has made new friends and is trying to move on with her life. But recently, one of their mutual friends spent time with Amy, and Sarah asked her about Amy.
I asked about, can she walk right now? And she said she can only work about 20 or 30 minutes every day to rebuild her healthy. She said that Amy said she missed you a lot. She wants to see you. She really wants to see you. She missed you a lot. And I said, when she prepared herself, when she ready, she will call me by herself. I won't call her first. I'll just wait for her.
And when Amy does call, Sarah believes they will be friends again.
I will never talk about this anymore. We will still be very good friends, but we will never talk about this. We'll be we just haven't met for such a long time. Nothing happened. I'll be like that.
Of the people in this story have been changed to protect their privacy, and some locations have been hidden as well. This story was recorded last summer, and I've gone through 2 computers and 2 hard drives since then, and lost many recordings and contact information. So, Sarah, if you're out there, thank you for sharing this difficult story. I hope you and Amy are talking and laughing, and one day walking together again. This is just a phase. The music used in this episode was heard in this order: Harmonica Hop by Penguin in the opening. The Morning's Glory by N. Penston was played twice. Point of Origin by Crash the Bear, both the gentle intro and the punk rock chorus, was used. Gilo Overture from John DePatie's Psychedelic Cowboy was used practically on repeat. And Foreground Apathy by Discarded Telepathy is playing us out. Find links to all the music in today's episode, as well as every episode of Yeah, Let's Go There on yeahletsgothere.com, where Yeah is spelled Y-E-A-H. You can subscribe on iTunes, and please take a minute to write a review and rate the show while you're there. And you can find me, J. Russell Mickelson, on Twitter at J.R. Mickelson, that's J.R., M like Mary, I-K-K-E-L-S-E-N, and on Facebook as J. Russell Mickelson. That's Russell with 2 S's and 2 L's.
Yeah, let's go there. A new episode every Monday, usually in the morning. I'm going there. You should come too.